Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves, you're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing, or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry, the Bahamas and USA.
Breakfast Business
with Joe Lynham
on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Welcome back to Breakfast Business with me, Susan Hayes-Cullerton, stepping in for Joe Lynham today. Now, Europe's mobile industry is worth more than €1 trillion a year to the EU economy. And that's according to new figures published ahead of Ireland taking over the EU presidency in just a couple of days at this point. And major decisions on digital and telecoms regulations are set to shape the sector's future growth. I'm joined in studio now by Director General of the GSMA, Vivek Bandranath, for more on this. Vivek, first of all, I want to ask you about the fact that €1 in every €16 that is generated across the EU is as a result of the mobile sector. Can you tell us how that has come about, please?
Yes, indeed. Thank you very much for having me this morning. It's, you know, we always talk a lot about the tech sector. And so we think about the things that we touch, things that we see on the internet, things like AI, things like websites, things like streaming and so on. But underlying all this is the telecom sector. So the telecom sector itself is about an 80 billion economy across Europe. So it's already big. But when we look at the contribution, direct jobs, indirect jobs, the people who build the equipments that help us to run this infrastructure, which is an enabling infrastructure for all those exciting things that come on top with tech, that gets you to about a billion and a bit, actually 1.1 trillion, sorry, across Europe. And that's 6% of our GDP. So it's actually a very big part of the economy in Europe that is powered by telecoms.
But also there's a growing need for this as well. I see that there has been a 460% increase in data traffic on the Irish networks over the last 8 years. Has that been driven by remote working? Has it been driven by AI? Has it been driven by the greater use of the cloud? All of the above or more?
All of the above and more usage by each and every one of all these services. Also devices enabling better quality video. And yes, remote working has played a big role, I think, in Ireland in particular. And we don't expect this to stop. I mean, if you look at 25 to 2030, we're probably going to go from 18 gigabytes a month to 34 gigabytes a month. So that growth is not going to slow down. And that means we need to invest.
That's almost doubling.
Almost doubling, yes.
Okay.
So it's still going on. We keep thinking, why would people consume more? But actually, those services that they use consume a bit more bandwidth, but they bring benefits to everyone.
But of course, we also need to question, is the infrastructure there to support that increase in demand?
Exactly. I think this industry still needs to invest. So don't take us for granted. This 1.1 trillion, and that keeps growing, will only continue growing if the industry is able to invest. And the industry, as we look at our mobile economy report, is going to need to invest about 470 billion in the coming years. And today, we've got about 270 billion in the plans of the operators. So there is a gap and there is a risk that Europe could fall behind. We feel that telecoms are doing the job. The reality is other regions in the world have more powerful telecom infrastructures. They have more features. They have things like 5G standalone that are used to power factories, to do more things with telecoms. And there is a challenge for Europe to develop that.
And so if we look around the world, who should we be looking to as a role model about who's doing this right, do you think?
Well, simple thing on investment. In Europe, on average, operators invest about €35, slightly more in Ireland, but it's about 40 per connection. That's capital expenditure per year.
So would that be per person when you say per connection?
Per connection, per user.
Okay.
In the developed countries in telecoms, it goes to double. In the US, it's above 100. So there's more kit, more investment, more network per user in those regions because those operators have the ability to invest. So you look at China, you look at Korea, you look at Japan, you look at the US, they're all well before us.
So Ireland's upcoming EU presidency is expected to play a key role in shaping major telecoms and digital regulation. What do you want to see happen in during the 6 months of the presidency?
Well, during these 6 months, I think Ireland is going to have a very key role. There's three regulations pretty much running through the European system. The first one is called the Digital Networks Act, and it aims to modernize the way Europe manages its telecoms. One of its biggest features is a reform of what we call the spectrum rules. Spectrum is, you know, the airwaves that are necessary to run mobile networks. And so if you want to go from 18 gigabytes to 34 gigabytes in Ireland, you will need more spectrum because that's how you build networks. For that reform, countries need to change the way it's managed rather than, you know, renew it every few years. Minister O'Donovan is going to have a key role in making sure that all ministers move on that direction.
Well, you're certainly putting it up to us and making sure that the minister is very aware of this topic.
And I know he is.
As you talk about this as well, though, the demand here, the listeners today are demanding, we do certainly need to make sure that the supply and the infrastructure to supply that respective supply is there. Thank you very much for joining me, Director General of the GSMA, Vivek Bandranath. Really appreciate you getting up early to join us here in studio. And
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk
with Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.